five talented, young, athletic ass niggas. This is the dynasty of the NBA. All of this shit. This is about to be the newest fucking in all places in fucking Oklahoma City.
It would
fucking
have
shit,
been.
Right?
It would have been.
It would have
it
been.
It would have been if it Kevin Durant would have did his been. Fucking job. Like, sure. I agree. I agree with you.
Nigga.
See, look at this nigga.
This nigga.
He wants to blame the sixth man. He wants to blame the sixth man. Hey, that's like me. Man, we lost because Lamar Odom, dog. Fucking Lamar Odom, dog. God damn, Lamar Odom. Like, what are we doing? Come on. But I get it. That's Kevin Durant. That's Kevin Durant.
Matter of fact, no. Fuck that.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying.
Full circle.
Oh, shit.
If Kobe did the shit that he did,
okay.
Then it's a fucking dumbass argument because the nigga won. What if he did it?
Okay.
What if you're averaging 28, 32, 35, whatever the case it is? And it's shit that's fucking up.
Hold on. Are you asking me what if Kobe had like good numbers but lost in the finals? Is that what you're asking me? You're asking me what I would think about Kobe losing in the finals?
Well, that explicitly.
I mean, I guess, you know, without just, I mean, stating the obvious, I'll answer it this way, because Kobe's not Jordan. He did lose in the finals twice.
He did.
Against the Pistons, I would say a pretty good defensive team, and the one game that they won, it was Kobe went off. That was the one game they won. So, the proof is literally right there that, I mean, the only formula that worked for the Lakers to win a game in that series was the one that Kobe went off. So maybe you shouldn't have been moping around, and maybe the golfing should have ran through one nigga. But again, he took a lot of fucking shots. Like, I'm not going to act like he was not efficient by any means.
Yes.
But, you know, we didn't give a fuck about that back then. Like, all we cared about was points. Like, once the graphics got a little better and niggas start putting field goal percentage and shit up, like, that was just hate. I mean, nigga, they barely showed the score back in the day. It was always so fucking like, you gotta wait a couple, and like every now and again they show the score. Now, the second the nigga does something, yeah, you know, he's been shooting 25% from the field. He's a trash ass nigga. Never been shit at life. As a matter of fact, y'all remember when he missed that shot in college? We got it right here. Like, bro.
Yes. Like niggas were hounding, like, they, niggas was hounding early on a lot of niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but especially, like, I can only imagine, like, being, like, even fucking 13, 14, you know, in, I can only imagine, like, being in high school, like from your perspective, like, your vantage point, like, I remember in all those days, last day of school, like, I know I'm not sleeping until 11:30 midnight, obviously because of the last day of school, but it's also because
you're remembering way different.
The game room, but watching the NBA finals and shit.
Okay. I mean, typically, I remember the NBA finals being on the last day of school most of the time. Like, I remember my sophomore year for certain because that's when they played Orlando. My junior year, I'm pretty sure game one was the last day of school.
Yes.
Cause that was still like, it was still like May ish at that time. No, I mean, when we were June. I remember like the commercials and shit, like June 1st and June 4th and shit like that.
Yeah. But I've rambled for far too long. So I do apologize for that. But
I mean,
I would have to look at what the stats were, like what the numbers as far as. Like the boards, assists.
But at
like
the end of the day, we're talking about a six man. We're talking about a six man. That's like the Warriors blaming, like, hey, it would have been nice if Jordan Poole was a little better, but if you're blaming the season on Jordan Poole, you fucking up.
But here's the thing, though. We all know he's not, and would never really was like, yo, like, you're just labeled as that. Like, there is a very clear reason why everybody who played with the Thunder immediately said, who the fuck is Eric Painter? We know that he is a starting guy. It was strictly from, hey, this is how the scheme is going to run as far as our offense. We got these two guys here. Yes, this could be on a whole different type of level if all three of them are out there with Serge Ibaka. We don't even need Kendrick Perkins, but yes, he was out there. But no, we know that our bench and our depth ain't like that for real. So you're going to have to be the guy to be that leader for him. We know that, we know, like, there is a very clear reason why he got the money that he got.
What exactly did you expect from James Harden in the finals? You just want to talk about James Harden. Yeah, we know he didn't have the greatest of finals, but, like, it's Kevin Durant. We're talking about Kevin Durant.
I'm with you, right?
I wouldn't even bring up Pau Gasol if we're talking about Kobe.
Let me, if I can answer the question.
In context.
Like, for sure, wholeheartedly?
I mean, I'm obviously not expecting,
like, hey, drop 25, 30. Like, don't, like, I'm not expecting some 20-point triple-doubles, whatever the case may be, whatever the case. I'm not asking to say, like, hey, you got to put up 30 points for this team. I know who did.
I mean, but we're talking about, I mean, exactly, and it obviously wasn't enough, like, you know what I mean? Hold on. Great players elevate their game from the regular season to the playoffs. So you're right,
yeah.
He did average 30. Let me see if he also averaged the same 30 in the regular season. He went up 2 points. Congratulations. Tracy McGrady went up like 8 points. Every time. Allen Iverson. Every time.
But here's the thing. Did you consider
Jimmy Butler? Every time.
I'm with you, but did you consider that team to be a great team?
The Lakers still existed. Like, Kobe, you know, I mean, as a matter of fact, didn't we lose to y'all niggas? Yeah. I think y'all might have been a good fucking team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think y'all were a good team. Fuck Steve Blake.
So why are we talking about...
But again, I didn't blame that on Steve Blake.
But it's the team.
Huh?
I'm not comparing Steve Blake to James Harden or anything like that, but, like,
obviously.
That team was obviously more talented, and not everybody was playing in that particular fashion.
What are you talking about? The Thunder were a better team, and not only were they a better team, they were the younger team, and we had a fucking back-to-back in the playoffs.
I literally just said that.
So what are we talking about?
When it came to 2012, not everybody was playing like that in the finals.
Hey, okay. Do you think Kevin Durant is just regular retarded or full retarded?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay, because, like, if you noticed in game one, hey, yo, this nigga not really on, he not on the shit. Game two, hey, yo, this nigga not really on the shit. Game three, hey, this nigga not really, game four, hey, this nigga, hey, somebody noticed, somebody dropped 49 in fucking Miami. Somebody noticed. How about the guy that's actually, like, a lot better scorer than him? Duh that. Like, okay, let me see here. Kevin Durant attempted 104 shots in that series. Russell Westbrook, 120. While also tripling Kevin Durant's assist. And out-rebounding Kevin Durant. While Kevin Durant played more minutes.
Seeing the stats, not the best of looks from an all around perspective, from all aspects that you can impact the game.
Not from the one that we counting on the most. We can't afford for anybody to have a bad game in the finals. Now, obviously, people have been counting on, but, like, there's this percentage and this percentage and this percentage, and James Harden is the lowest of it. Was it a factor? Sure. Absolutely.
What were James Harden's numbers in the final?
It was
like all of them.
Yeah. There we go. Oh no, that's Serge Ibaka. 12, 5, 4, and 1 steal.
What were his numbers in the regular season?
He went down 16, 3, 4. So he scored 4 less points in the finals than he did in the regular season.
So at some point. There were a lot of misspeaking of, like, you know, 100% of the pie is on the shoulders or on the load of James Harden. You know what I mean? But
probably, like,
if it sounded like that, then Yeah, I'm wild for sure.
Well, for us to even be talking about it, it's at like 100.
Okay. So, wild. So,
yeah. Right on.
So,
but these
I get that for sure. It's just
I mean, you
that entire team wasn't playing well.
Yeah, I'm retarded. Back to that MVP discussion I was having for a second. I looked at the past four MVPs. I looked at who obviously is the real winner, and in my opinion, who I think should have won, and then the narrative around it as to why the person that won. But I'm sure, obviously, who I think should have won it will be different than others. So since we're here. We'll end with that. All right. So last year, obviously, Joel Embiid won for real. I think either Giannis or Jokic should have won, but definitely not fucking Joel Embiid. It's not even like that. It's not even like that. I looked at it, and I'm just like, they should have definitely been one of them, but I understand why they didn't, especially with, you know, why they did it, the narrative aspect.
Yeah, Jokic should have won it.
I mean, I'm not mad at it, but Giannis did average like 7 more points than him. And I mean, yeah, he had more assists, absolutely, but it's not like he led the league. He's looked at as the team's point guard. Giannis just also gets assists. And, I mean, statistically and efficiency and everything, I mean, statistically, like, sure, Jokic did have better defensive numbers. You could definitely make that case. But Giannis, I mean, the Bucks did finish one game better than them, but obviously I would like to defer to the Western Conference. So that's why I say, yeah, you could give it to Jokic, but I said Jokic or Giannis, yeah. But I think the narrative around it was racism because of Kendrick Perkins and just wanting someone new. Because if you did Giannis or Jokic again, people were just eh. And like it was, if you were doing that, people would kind of be leaning more sort towards Jokic. And it's like, is Jokic really worth 3 times? Meanwhile, Giannis just like, hey guys, I'm just right here. Yeah, but like then you're a 2-time, or would he be a 3-time? Because didn't Giannis go back-to-back?
He did.
So he would have been a 3-time? Oh, no, that would have... If he would have won last year, he would have been 3-time?
I believe so, because it was James Harden in 2017. It was Jokic in 18. I mean, no, it was Giannis in 18. Yeah, I want to say it was 18 and 19. Because it was 2021. Should have been 22 for Jokic, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so yeah, it's much easier to give it to Jokic to Embiid in that situation, just to like, oh yeah, something different. It's like, oh, and he led the league in scoring, but like, I mean, Giannis did have a better record last year, and I mean,
but also if it's from a media that type of perspective, I mean, obviously they're the voters of it. They definitely don't want to get caught while LeBron's still playing of, like, saying, hey, we don't really care about votership. So that's why I think even if it might be heavy on the conspiracy side of things, I'm not shocked if there's quite a group of voters that are like, hey, we're definitely not trying to break this, like, unspoken, like, hey, as long as you're not in the conversation for it, we're not going to give anybody else that whole, yo, he's really in this GOAT trajectory because of X amount of MVPs and things of that nature. Because, I mean, I think LeBron has 4. No one really is close to the idea of 3 MVPs. I mean, Steph with 2.
No, I mean, Larry Bird has 3. And that's why Larry Bird's like Jesus.
Yeah.
And he had 3 in a row.
Like, maybe when LeBron retires and, like, Jokic is still doing this, Giannis is still doing this, like, maybe even Luka gets into the equation at some point. Like, maybe that unspoken pact gets broken, but as long as he's playing,
I mean,
and like he always does the old tweets and like basically like paraphrasing of, I it'd be a shame if I retired and never gotten Defensive Player of the Year. My numbers have been so great, and like mind you, dude was talking about that back in like 2021 2021 or 2022 talk about an award 8 years prior to that.
Like, yeah, I promise you, we're not going to care.
We never should. We never should when it comes to what you've done for me for this season.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, I guess we could just fast forward it. In 2020, obviously Giannis was the real winner. Now that we're removed from it, I mean, there was enough there for LeBron to have gotten it. There's definitely enough there. 2020.
Okay.
Now, obviously, he didn't play a full season. But if we wanted to just be a fucking conspiracy theory or whatever, then I think what if, hey, yeah, one of them fucking Ryan Garcia parties, that it's like, hey, yo, LeBron, you can win a championship or you can win MVP. He really had to deal with that. He had to battle with that. He had to battle for that decision. Because, you know, like, the MVP, like, that's more important than a championship for him. But he got to get championships because we value championships. He'd rather just get 12 MVPs. So, and he also, I believe, led the league in assists that year. So, that's just my tinfoil hat of the moment or whatever. Anyway, so have we... Where do you stand right now? I like checking in on this every periodically, but where are you at now as far as MVP this season?
Pardon me if it sounds rather long-winded, but
oh shit!
If Jason Tatum were to win it, it's because he's on the best team. If Jokic were to win it, it's because the stats say that he's the best player. I guess more so that would be Luka's case than anything. And, I mean, there are better record-wise as opposed to the past couple of years of, you know, 3-plus games under 500, but he's still putting up, you know, 45, 15, and 10 and, like, those types of stat lines. So, shit.
God damn it.
I think it's probably out of those. Well, no, let me not say that because... Anthony Edwards should be in the conversation. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should be in the conversation, but that's I feel as if they're kind of similar arguments to be brought to the conversation of young guys, talented guys, niggas type shit.
I think Shai getting is like a cleanser, and it's like similar to the whole voters fatigue minus the whole like, well, we're not giving it to Joel because Joel not playing, but right. Instead of giving it to Jokic or Giannis, like guys who could deserve it, well, hey, well, not this season, Jokic, instead of giving it to Jokic.
But if we're playing on the conspiracy thing, how soon until the voters, a similar thing with, you know, not getting to the votership team because of, like, the players and, like, what they do from a skill set perspective, when or if you believe there's an argument or some type of thing of, we got to make sure we nip this international shit in the bud because it's not going to be long before Vic gets his MVP. Like, there's no way Vic doesn't get an MVP before 27 type shit.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll have at least two, I would like to think. I think you're completely off with that. I think they have no incentive, no reason, they have no issue with this being all international right now.
We're not saying, like, they should get rid of it, but do you think that exists is what I'm more so asking.
No, I think it should, but it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. Like, I mean, me personally, like, I mean, like, I don't have a problem with it, but, like, it would just be nice if, you know, hey, how about us, instead of building NBA Africa and all NBA China and all this shit, hey, how about we just had a couple of NBA academies, like, you know, in the United States?
Well, hey, let's just put one in New York. You
know? No. It ain't gotta be that. Hey, we gonna put one in fucking Gerald, Texas. You can put it where you can literally put that shit wherever you want to. Niggas will be there.
Yeah, that Round Rock complex.
Yeah, exactly. Just no Hutto.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's where it's at. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the NBA can, like, hey, we got this shit in fucking Iowa. I bet, guess where niggas is gonna be going? Iowa. Like, come on, man.
That's where the bitches are gonna go. That's where the girls are gonna go.
That's what I'm saying. Just put a fucking, like, all right then. But just get a fucking. There should be, maybe there are types of that, but like NBA sponsored IMG Academy type shits.
There should be. Like, there really, really should be.
Because that's basically all these fucking NBA Africa, NBA Asia, NBA whatever. Like, that's really all what that is.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, yo, NBA, why don't y'all, like, just, you know, spend some of that money here? I know it's going to cost you more, But like, think about the greater good. Think about the greater good and everything, dog. But yeah, I would like for the game, because I was looking, like I told you, at the mock draft, and I mean, they talking about to be an international top nine.
Yep.
That's crazy. That's unacceptable. Yes. That's unacceptable. Hey, if I was a GM, if I was a GM for the fucking Detroit Pistons right now, I might get fired on purpose. I might be wilding because I'm just over here just like, yo, dog, like, I'm not drafting a foreign dude with the first pick. I'm not doing it.
You're not drafting Victor's brother?
I refuse. I mean, he's like 14, but still not doing it. If I got the number one pick, hey, born in the USA. Born in the USA. That's what we on. Born in the USA. Hey, Paolo Banchero, where are you from? Well, I mean, my mom's Italian. I was like, yeah, but where are you from? I mean, like, you went to high school in Seattle, like Washington? I bet. USA, nigga. USA, nigga. Hey, you trying to play for who in the Olympics, nigga? Oh, USA? All right.
Facts. I'm in a group chat type shit. Like, niggas talk about, hey, man, I don't think the Patriots make the right moves in the NFL free agency. I'm like, nigga, I mean, talking shit until from now till August, nigga. Like, tournament next week, man. Going for 2 weeks, playoffs there, finals, Olympics, we're right there, nigga.
I mean,
don't talk to me about NFL, nothing unless it's about the fucking Lamar in the mix.
I mean, pretty much everybody's been signing with division opponents. It's kind of wild. Like, these NFL niggas is petty as fuck. And then also, I mean, these running back signings, like, that's kind of, you know, probably something, you know. And, like, what are the Cowboys? What's Jerry Jones? Is he taking the playbook from the Texans? Or, like, is Dak Wilding? Like, you know, like, there's actually a lot of things in the football world, dog.
I mean, hey, look, and you know what? I talked about the whole Dak shit earlier today on my show. I'm like, hey, look, man. If anything like that is remotely true, then yeah, look, pack it up, get on out of here. Because I've been trying to push a narrative for Kyler Murray to come back to Dallas for the longest time.
Hey, man, hold on. Oh shit. Nah, there's no way. Ain't no way.
It's probably not gonna happen.
The Cardinals, yeah, but no, like, but never. You'd have to trade fucking Micah Parsons, Dak, CD.
Well, but that depends, though. I mean, like, the organization can still be like, yo, yeah, we may not think shit about you, but we're definitely going to get our values worth type shit.
Exactly.
But that is the best quarterback in AT&T Stadium history. That's the Texas equivalent.
I don't know.
You got LeBron back to the hometown team and shit.
I don't know. I seen this nigga. He was playing 1A, but he averaging 70 points a game. There's a dude that, you know, from Texas, I think Benjamin High School. I forgot his name, but he's leading the nation in scoring again. He's literally averaging 73 points a game. I thought I sent it to you. Like in high school, but he averaged 73 points a game in a season. They won state. Like his lowest scoring game of the season was 37 points.
That's fire.
This nigga was averaging like 73 points, like 10 steals. Like, he was your mob player, real life. With your mom, what was that nigga's name? Was that Austin Rivers? What was that nigga's name?
100% it was.
You said what?
Yeah, 100% it was. I shot form, like, I tried to do the closest thing to it, but it was so ass, but I didn't care.
I just come back, I'm like, wait, nigga, you got how many points? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. And you know, it was some wild shit, because, like, yes, obviously there are a lot of shit like, yo, I'm on my Melo ball shit, but at the same time, I'm like, yo.
You didn't even know LaMelo yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, nigga, I went absolutely crazy. I came in, I would say, yo, Monte Ellis, we don't fucking need you, nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Hey, Clay, you're that nigga, because I was drafted by the Warriors type shit.
Yeah, no, I remember. This is crazy.
Talking about some, hey, yo, like, you're only giving me 4 minutes in a simulated 20-minute game to be with Steph?
Hey, okay. Steph, you not shooting.
Shit, the fuck, how else am I supposed to get 15 assists?
Wait, what? Oh, you was passing? I thought you was invincible?
Oh, it was all over the place. Nigga, I stuck.
How were you getting assists when average? No, I remember you had games like 100 points, zero rebounds, zero assists.
Absolutely. That was still the case. Like,
No. That's still my bag.
I was in my bag.
Oh, shit.
In everything.
Oh, shit. You were doing 12-minute quarters, though, right?
Eventually, yes. Like, yeah, that was the only way I was able to get, like, anything past, like 78.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Going crazy. But
I would literally spend no shorter than 40 minutes playing one game. Like, I'm sitting in that game room, mind you, I'm lying my ass off talking about I ain't got homework.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, that, I think that was my... Whoa. All right, hold on. Hey, how you spell Marquette? I'll figure it out. Nah, that shit different, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the, you know what I'm saying, the U.
The U.
You
know what I mean?
That fucking, man, goddamn Jimmy Butler.
I mean, shit, Dwayne Wade, you know what I mean?
Nah, for real, how you spell Marquette? God damn it.
Just know the cat part is two T's in there.
And they playing, are they playing Xavier? Wait, who they playing? God damn it.
I think it's Marquette. Huh?
No, I think Villanova's playing Marquette.
Wait, I'm Xavier, UConn.
I'm not trying to see Martin Luther King right now, dog. Go to the game.
Damn.
My dream, my vision shit. Hey, man. Yo, dog. Hey, appreciate it, I guess. This nigga just a glorified Dave, dog. Mike Woods, yo, dog. What are we doing? Yo, okay, no, I'm not. I didn't come here for a Selma. Shaka Smart.
Damn. Nigga said it's smart.
I hear that bullshit.
Hey, cut this fucking job. It's bullshit.
Yo, is it? God damn, I don't think this is the... Bro, FS... Bro. All right. Okay, there we go. There it is. There. Okay, is this this year? I have no idea if this is this year.
What do you mean?
Because this could be the... This could be a fucking old school game. I can't tell. And I...
Were you on FS1?
Nah, it's some other shit. You know that Apollo...
Yeah.
I hope it's him. I mean, if these niggas could just show me. Hey, who's Cam Jones? Is he on the team this year?
Cam Jones?
I guess not. Apparently, I mean, he averaging 25 points since February 21st, I guess. Yo, what are we... Yo. What is this? Is this the beginning of the game? What are we doing here?
Oh yeah, no, I'm tripping. Yeah, no, there's a Cam Jones. I mean, he's averaging 17.
Hey, who are they playing today?
Marquette playing Villanova.
Yo, dog.
I'm looking at the score being 51-50.
Yeah, and I'm seeing some Martin Luther King bullshit.
Oh, man.
What the
fuck? One that is dream. Is brought to him part by, like, nigga.
Diversity. Man, if you don't get the fuck...
Oh, shit.
Hey, how do you spell FS1?
What? Ah,
fuck it, I'll figure it out. Shit, where's the goddamn capital? Okay, there we go.
Hold on, I need to check these.
Since it's going to be on bullshit.
I did the thing of getting everybody's fantasy score. Use of Nurkic definitely worked. Lou Dort should be fine. Shea should be fine.
They really homing me right now. Like I cannot see this shit.
Damn.
All right, I mean, that's literally the last. Washington State won. Washington State won. So that's the last team. It's the last thing we waiting on. Last thing we need. For another beautiful. Dog, who the fuck? What is this fucking, bro? I've had it with this diversity shit. Okay, my fault. I just find it funny that, okay.
And that nigga looked at the clock, talking about some midnight. You fucking nigger ass.
Exactly. Did you see fucking, you still haven't seen Ted, have you?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, nah, this nigga, like, Ted's, or the kid's dad. He had one of his toys from his childhood come to life, and it was this little like toy truck or whatever, but it was racist. It was hella racist. Well, I mean,
it's white people, right? Like, not racist out of hate, but like, it was just like, you know, our Family Guy jokes. But it hits different. It hits different because this is real life. Like, it's not a fucking cartoon, you know what I mean?
Nah, that shit was hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I just got Marquette, you know what I'm saying? Minus, wait, I have Marquette? I thought I had Villanova this whole time. Wait, who am I rooting for? Hey, bro, Villanova's 18-14. What are we doing?
That sounds very familiar.
See?
hey, look, cancel the back, people.
Hey,
come on,
my heart. Hey, fuck these kids' dreams, dog. Fuck they dreams, Villanova. Hey, I know we was talking highly about them. TJ Bamba, I know your brother ain't Mo. Oh, shit, it might be.
Yeah, it's gotta be. I'm looking at a player render of him right now. Like, yeah, it's just gotta
be. Oh, shit, Mo Bamba got a brother that's 6'5 from the New York playing guard?
There's a kid from Amarillo on that team, too. It's crazy.
Hey, relax.
I mean,
hey, relax. He went to Washington State and was nice-ish?
You know, no, Big 12's been, Pac-12's been
alright. Hey, man. I was going to take Arizona, but I was like, man, you never know. Bronny's going to turn into Kimball Walker.
What?
I mean, hey, man, you never know. Bronny might, it might all click.
Hey, guess what we know.
What, Bron? Yeah, hey, man, like, Bronny, he's still going to be a first-round pick. Like, what you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man.
It's like, Dad, you said I was going to the first round. Yeah, sir, these niggas racist. I've been telling you all life, racism.
That's been the biggest loss. Don't trust any of
them. Don't trust that. Hey, you heard what Barack said. Leave the world behind. That's the truth, son. Trying to put you on. Yo, who the fuck is Virginia and Boston? Oh, this is the ACC. Dang.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Dang.
ACC's been a little weird.
Hey, man, I mean, don't you miss the good old days, though, when, like, you know what I'm saying? Spring break and we got that March Madness, you know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Oh, shit.
Comes out, and I say this with the utmost sincerity. All 64 teams.
I mean,
what? I'm gonna fuck somebody up.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Wait. What do you mean all 64 teams? I'm gonna suck. Wait, what?
Hey, remember when we like you filled out the whole bracket? And I'm talking. I'm on some shit like, yo, why are we doing this?
Hey, man, because we gotta play the tournament, dog.
In Eastern Carolina type shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm with you. Like the idea, like talking about, like, hey, I'm never gonna be a fan of Houston Cougars basketball. And then I saw that one nigga.
Hey, man.
I saw that one nigga with that corner three, oh, and I took that shit to the fucking final four.
Nigga, this fucking bitch. I hate this nigga. I was like, yo, how is he doing this shit in Houston? I'm like, right, anyways, as long as Kentucky's in here, then it's finally Kentucky. I was like, yo, dog. Man, yo, what are you doing?
They talking about that Family Guy bit. The nigga Peter said, corner three.
That was you. Hey, you remember me with the, I think, Grievous Vasquez?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga. My dog, Grievous Vasquez. Nigga, I love playing that. I was so hyped whenever it was time for their games.
Man, niggas is talking about some, yo, who the fuck is this AC Law? Why the fuck is this AC Law IV? What the fuck is this name?
Hey, man. Nigga had that one half court shot. Like, hey, this is the greatest nigga of all time. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen, dog. A&M. Giggle, nigga.
I had no business being a fan of Chris Douglas Roberts.
Mm.
Who the fuck is Chris Douglas Roberts? Not even in 2024. Who the fuck was he in 20 fucking?
Yeah, he was at Memphis, right?
He was. Yeah, he was at Memphis.
Yeah, I remember him. I remember they had that big game against Tennessee.
Nigga, I made that team on 2K12. It was the fucking Brooklyn Hawks. I sold this nigga free agency. I gotta pick my nigga up.
Mm. Oh man.
Guess how many minutes he did. Guess how many minutes he played.
Eight.
Nigga, he was a fucking reserve. Cause I ended up. Hey, oh shit. Yeah, we would love to have Ray Allen on the team. Sure, I would love to trade Boris Diaw for LeBron fucking James in a contract.
Hey, but what?
We're throwing everything at this nigga.
But what about Perry Jones?
See, man.
Oh shit.
And I forgot who said this. Like, dead ass fucking freshman year. Also, like, yo, you look like Perry Jones.
All right, then. See, what? See? It's always some bullshit.
Like the way that people were genuinely like, matter of fact, it was in our friend group and shit. Cause you know, Pierce was like just working with like Nice Kicks and shit like that over in Austin downtown. And it was like, hey, yo, man. I gotta see you and Pierce play 1-on-1. Like, y'all fucking da da da. Like there were people in our group that was like, hey, yo, let's go up to the rec. Like, you don't live that far from here. Like, shit. Like, that's my man's in them, even though it's my brother man's in them. Never happened.
Oh, Pierce, don't be like that.
Man, look.
Hey, yo, we got APM in the Ville, you know, completely original content. Know what I mean? Shout out to the Nightcap.
Nothing.
I ain't doing nothing. Hey, Marquette, what are you doing? Yo, if Marquette wins, like I might take the day off.
I say go for it regardless.
Well, you're right, but I'll probably save that for another day.
Yeah, save for next Thursday. That's when the tournament starts anyway.
I mean, I might just take that shit off regardless. That's different. Like, hey, I ain't got no problem with that. Like, that's religion.
Right on. Yep.
Like, if anything, it's like, hey, shit, hey, I work Sunday. Like, what's up? What y'all need? Like, hey, right. Y'all good? Hey, I'm here. Like, what y'all trying to do, dog?
I'm about to show up early, stay late.
I'm your man. Come or don't come back that strong, girl, baby. What? Anyway, so I'm sure you haven't been doing it or keeping up with it or anything, but do you hypothetically have 10 songs so far this year?
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, shit.
I just made this in on the Bible 4 days ago.
Oh, man. So you actually have 10?
I do.
Oh, wow.
And you only know of...
One?
Two of the artists.
Two of three, the artists.
Three, but one's a feature.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, I only have nine. No, I still haven't, and honestly, I feel like I'm stretching it. I feel like I haven't really found shit that I'm really, really... I mean, hell, First Person Shooter came out last year, but I mean, it got new memories this year.
I mean...
Hey, man. Big as the what? Okay. Hey, Justin Jefferson coming to the Chiefs. So he's like, y'all gonna have to deal with that.
Who's dealing with that, dog?
I mean, whoever anybody in the league is, nigga, like, y'all got to see that. Y'all got to see Justin Jefferson and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Pacheco and the youngest defense in the NFL. That's obviously the nicest defense in the NFL, nigga. But, yeah, we ain't got to talk about it.
No, trust me. You're right. We don't have to talk about
shit.
It. I'm still betting on 15.
Hey,
but we also know he's not going.
What? Nah, you're not listening. He gonna be with the Chiefs and Travis Kelce. Hey, look, Taylor Swift gonna be in the building, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Taylor Swift's gonna bring her celebrity friends and shit. Next thing you know, hey, now Justin Jefferson is with fucking, god damn it, BB Rexer or some shit. I don't know. Billie Eilish. Who's friends with Taylor Swift? I don't know.
Billie Eilish a whole lesbian.
You thought?
Alright.
hey, Justin Jefferson, he gonna catch you. He gonna catch you. Fuck you talking about.
Hey, look, I'll say this though. You know going to the Bengals games?
Who's going to the Bengals?
Yeah, you know who's going to the Bengals games? Every bad bitch in existence, if and when Justin Jefferson gets traded.
Ain't no way.
hey man,
they already there for Joe Burrow, so nothing would change. Literally nothing would change.
What do you mean nothing would change? We back to college again. we turned it up Cincinnati, Ohio, like it's Baton Rouge.
Hey. That was some college shit. This is a man's game.
Exactly. We just got billions of dollars now. Like
exactly, but y'all still face. Some young. Y'all don't know nothing yet, dog. They ain't right. Run shit. They ain't did shit.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Hey, this ain't the NBA. You don't just link up on one team and three guys and all of a sudden start winning championships. This ain't that. This is football. This is a man's game.
Well, how do you feel about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Who you think's the best running back in the NFL?
Christian McCaffrey.
How'd that work out for him?
Fair, but like that was very clearly because 15 was on the other side. Andre Greenlaw tears fucking Achilles. like that shit was so crazy.
How long has Christian McCaffrey been the best running back in the NFL?
For me, like asking me, when it came to like when he first got drafted, like he was very much that guy type shit. But I say the past 2 years. Before that, it was Derrick Henry for me. I still think Derrick Henry's like on some like 1B type shit to Christian McCaffrey's 1A.
How's it working out for Derrick Henry? You see where I'm going with this? You see where I'm going with this?
Look. I don't think the Eagles are going to do much when it comes to like actually winning a championship either. I don't. You got niggas though. Like it's not for lack of trying.
Yeah. They definitely trying. I guess they definitely trying. But I mean, Saquon is going to be another piece to their offense. He's a great, great, great talent. But I don't think they're going to be able to use him in the way that he needs to be used. And if they do use him in the way that he needs to be used, then they're not using the receivers the way they need to be used. And if they're not using the receivers the way they need to be used, and they're using Saquon Barkley not the way that he needs to be used, they're probably not going to be using Jalen Hurts the way they need to be using.
So Nick Sirianni is getting fired before the season's over.
I mean, I would say I hope
that's
so.
That's what they're going to blame it on.
I would say, yeah, that's what they're going to do. But I would say I hope so, but, like, I hate that nigga. So I actually want him to, like, go out after losing some more games.
That's fair.
Like, I want it to get even worse. But, you know, that's just me, a good Christian stand-up guy.
Absolutely no hate in your heart for nothing.
I don't even know how to spell hate.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, you doing all right?
So I'm going to pick the world up and I'm going to drop it on your fucking head.
Hey, that song stayed on my mind.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I just want to talk. So I'm gonna pick the world up. Hey, remember when Joe? Remember it was like 2 weeks ago or something. The song in your hair when they were fighting or something shit.
I don't think so.
This is so for you and me. Drop the world.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit! I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart, love in my mind. I see nights of pain, days of the same. Oh, fuck the Knicks, man.
That was like his Lil Wayne did Murder on My Mind.
I mean, some would say it was Murder on My Mind. Yo, Villanova, what are you? Hey, fuck your dreams. This is the end of the road. TJ Bam, fuck your career. Don't be like, what are you? Cam Jones, what are you doing? You're not going to make it to a league like this. Who is this, Deion's cousin or something? Fucking Stevie Mitchell? What are we doing? You can't win with a nigga named Stevie. The fuck?
I saw that nigga Deion on my suggested friends on Facebook.
Mm. I mean, he was at the Laker game last night.
Wait, what? No, I don't believe that.
Well, the Lakers were playing the Kings, and then I think he was there. Didn't the Kings play Phoenix before that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was at that game, too, because his cousin's on the Kings. And Davion Mitchell, he went to Baylor, I think, when they won national championship.
Yeah, Davion Mitchell, nice.
I mean, he's pretty good defender.
Kyrie Irving looking pretty nice too. Shit.
You shut your face.
Huh?
Hey, let me tell you something, you fake ass wannabe Kobe.
Damn.
That shit was burning my soul seeing that nigga in the fourth quarter last night, dog.
Man, shit.
Like, let me tell you something, you piece of shit. Ooh, look at me. I was the first pick of the draft. Ooh, I'm over here living out. I'm actually one of them type of niggas. Ooh, look at my handle. Ooh, I'm wet from everywhere. I'm a Kobe disciple. Kobe this, Kobe that. Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. You shut your fucking face, Kyrie. You piece of shit.
The way that nigga
finished. Shout out Bear Adams. Bear Adams is the only nigga that can stop Kyrie at his reign of tyranny.
Shit, not even that. Fucking Andrew Bynum's forearm is the only thing that's stopping that nigga from getting in the paint.
I'm saying.
Like, you got a fucking spear.
You got another thing coming, Kyrie Irving. You got another motherfucking thing coming. Draymond, that's why we needed Draymond last night. Oh, man, Kyrie. Hey, you Australian. Hey, what up, mate?
Shit, I haven't even looked at this shit. Oh, it's fucked.
Yeah, there's only 55 seconds left, so I kind of hoping they figure that out. But hey, let me check out Solana real quick, because, you know, that shit's been pumping all day.
I think I have everything but one leg when it comes to this fucking product.
So the crypto's going down.
Shit.
I mean, it's going down from all-time highs, though, so I guess it's all right. But yeah, that's not what I was expecting to see a second ago. Oh, man. Hey, now, literally right now is a good time to buy some Bitcoin.
One more time?
Right now is a good time to buy some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Honestly, buy everything, but especially Bitcoin.
Hey, what the fuck, Cardano? Niggas talking about, hey man, this shit's 72 cents. Nigga, you was 81.
Oh man. Oh man. Yeah, it was. Hey, but that's alright though. That's alright though. And don't stop believing
on everything.
Hold on to the feeling. All right, where the fuck is Yo, come on, dog. Come on, Marquette. I need you now, nigga, Mr. Jumper. What are you doing? What are you, Stevie Mitchell? Go to hell.
Oh, shit.
Mark Armstrong, defensive rebound, my ass. 36 seconds. Who the fuck has the ball? Do something. Mark Armstrong. Come on, man. We can't do this, Marquette. You gotta do this shit for Jimmy Butler and D-Wade. Am I, you know what? Hey, let me see. Did Miami play tonight? Did Miami win? That's a good sign. If Miami played, it's 9-1. See, they ain't even played tonight. They play tomorrow. They play in Detroit. I might have to end up taking Miami, but that's a whole other thing.
Bobby McMahon, you bullshit.
Hey, yo, dog. What's up with that smoke alarm, dog? What are you doing? Kevin Samuels will rip the piss out of you right now.
What the?
What's up with that smoke alarm?
Oh, shit.
Kevin Samuels will rip the piss out of you right now.
That's the... I've known it's been fucked up for a little while, but that's the far bedroom. Like, that's the third bedroom in the house. Like, whole other side of the house type shit. I guess the door's not closed or whatever.
This woman I work with, she, every time we have like a meeting or something, she's always, her alarm's always going off in the background. I'm like, yo, dog, like, it's been like 3 months. It's been like 3 months. What are you doing?
Hey, now, it's almost April. You know what I mean? Dude, we just mean the December type shit.
I know that's not what I, okay. It's like, is it wrong if they beat that guy to bring it up? I don't know. But that also had me think about, you know, like that light over the stairs?
Yeah.
changing that, that was a bitch. And you know that light is like at the very ceiling, but in the living room?
Oh, like, yeah, like up there.
Good luck. If and when that bitch goes out, it's a wrap.
No, 100%.
It's a wrap.
Grab some scaffolding or something, because I'm not getting on the ladder.
Hey, we're never turning that light on again.
Hey. Did you see what Adam Schefter tweeted an hour ago?
Nah, man, what are you talking about? I'm over here locked in on college basketball, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, so, like, very clearly, Justin Jefferson is not going to Kansas City.
Okay. Because
we got Hollywood Brown.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're expected to sign a one-year deal with Marquise Hollywood Brown and the Kansas City Chiefs. First sources.
Which Kansas City Chiefs?
The one of the NFL.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. No. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. No. Hey, does it say how much?
I'm sending it right now. It doesn't say how much.
Well, I mean, look, Derrick Henry's only making $9 million this season.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you know, we can do something like that because Justin's going to take at least 28.
And Pat restructures just about every offseason now, so.
Does he?
Yeah, I mean, he just did recently.
No, I know he just did the other day, but I haven't recalled him doing it like the past year or past years, but I saw he did it the other day.
You know, I just wonder, it maybe not have been of like a, hey, we're doing this for the sake of like getting things together for the team, but more of like, hey, we don't have $500 million. Like that might have been what the first time is.
Hey, Pat, you got to take it to a really big bank.
No, for real.
The family crazy.
State of Missouri,
mind you. The family is crazy. Hey, yo, Pam, we'll give you $500 million. Oh shit. Hey, 10 years. 10 years. Yeah, but you're getting $50 million a year. Well, I mean, I guess that's not too bad. See. Within 2 years, that deal was just fucking team friendly.
Talking about some, hey, now they have no choice but to call me the ultimate team player. What a leader. Tom Brady, who?
Exactly. And I got enough money for weapons. Yeah, no, they're getting Justin Jefferson. All right, fine. They might not get Justin Jefferson, but, I mean, cool. They got Hollywood Brown. That's cool. They're also going to get Xavier Worthy, so that's, I mean, you know, that's cool.
Should the Bears start Keenan Allen? The fuck?
And what the fuck are we doing here? And you want to know what's crazy about that? They played each other, the Bears and the Chargers, if I remember correctly. They played on my birthday.
Damn. No.
Hey, man, look at today's Pi Day, Steph Curry's birthday. This trade goes through. There is a link and connection between me, Steph Curry, the city of Chicago, and Keenan Allen.
Well, look, I love you, but I will never say not fuck the city of Chicago. So.
Wait, what? Hey, man, we love Chicago. Thinking about getting some real estate in O-Block. If Marquette wins, we could do that. Get some real estate in O-Block.
The fuck you can.
They got some, hey, look, they got 3-bedroom apartments. $800.
Imagine the nicest place there is what the fourplex was back in Austin.
I'm quite certain that's exactly what the projects are.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And 1 billion percent. Dude, I even see
Brockets
in Amarillo. Fuck.
Hey, that's how I know that was in his bag, nigga. We on a project, nigga. What are you talking about?
Like, what? That shit was also like, you can outside, nigga. But like, don't go that way.
Ever.
Like,
Dog, whoa. Yes. What happened? Yeah, yes. What happened? It keeps saying that Marquette scored, which would be like some game winner shit. But then I'm looking at the play-by-play, and it keeps saying that they scored. Oh my God. I love college basketball. Oh my God. Cam Jones made layup assisted by Osa Ikahora, African nigga. Okay. There's 1 second left. Marquette has the lead. Wait, what are we doing? Why? See, that's so crazy that I'm not able to see this game right now. Chess FS1. Are they reviewing it or something? Do you have FS1? I just need to go to Twitter, obviously. Hey, if there was a game winner, like, hey, show me that shit. BC just fucking sold.
I don't know why I'm still seeing a top score of 58 on my phone.
Yeah, no, me too.
That was apparently called.
I'm sorry?
No, like I'm saying the Cam Jones made layup. No.
Yeah, but it's been going back and forth, so they got to be reviewing it or some shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's crazy. That would be crazy.
I'm saying. Or just something, hey, baddest beat of the century, a full court alley hoop and one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, let me tell you something, Scott. North Carolina, Pittsburgh. So if Duke would have won, so they would have played them in a championship. Oh, man.
Shit.
So, I mean, is Duke still going to make the tournament?
Nigga, what?
I mean, they just lost in the first round of the conference tournament, dog. Like, unless the ACC is the best conference in college basketball.
Come on, dog. Come on, man. I mean,
best case scenario, they're like a 13 seed, right?
What?
Bro, they lost in the first round of their conference tournament.
Yes, Michael, they're still making the tournament.
All right. Well, what kind of seed you think they'll be?
At this rate, like even after best that they would have won, they're probably going to be a fucking three at the highest. So I mean, if anything, 4, 5.
I think if they won,
might still be three. Like we're talking about every conference champion in that large two school.
I mean, I think that. I'm thinking like 5, 6. I mean, I'm just saying like NC State. I mean, Survivor, the advanced ass nigga. Why does it keep going away? Did they score? Okay, what's Twitter saying, dog? These niggas is on some bullshit. We got way too much invested in this shit. Hey, buy Rumble, by the ways. Not financial advice. I'm talking to my brother. Wait, no, nothing. Don't worry about that. What the hell?
So my phone says that it's going to overtime.
No.
Damn.
No. How you spell Villanova?
Damn.
Actually, that don't matter. I need to spell Marquette because that's who I want to see win anyway. How you spell it? I don't need to. There we go. And actually, I was seeing something the other day where they do think that in the coming years, people are going to be like, kids aren't gonna know how to write.
Yeah.
Like to physically write, like with a pen or pencil type shit. Because everything they do is a tablet, touch screen, all that, and they got everything on phone, autocorrect and everything everywhere. And if something were to happen where electricity's gone, like you don't know how to communicate. Well, I mean, you can talk, but I mean, there's that generation, but then that generation they're not able to teach their kids how to write. So within a generation, you lose the ability to write.
Wild shit. Have you ever needed to write in cursive? Like you had to write in cursive?
No. Only when you do signature. I mean, like, yeah, when they were teaching it, but outside of that, no. I remember third grade, Miss B. Smith, she was, you know, we had to teach you and all that fucking class and all that shit. The only reason why I absolutely
hated cursive, but I actually got a little bit good at it for a time period, was because we practiced writing before lunch. And for some reason in my head, there was literally no correlation. For some reason in my head, it made sense that if I do good on this fucking cursive writing exercise, we're going to go to lunch sooner.
Shit, you talking about, hey, no, we learned this too fast.
No, for real. So, hey, well, Michael, you can just keep going. Hey, look, I'm just advanced. I'm one of them. I'm one of them when it comes to this cursive shit. Look at fucking Miriam. She don't know what the fuck she doing.
Exactly. Talking about, so, and man, they told us that there's no child left behind. Who am I to just act like I'm better than my teammate, my classmates and friends?
I'm looking about six motherfuckers that need to be left behind, dog. Let's just be honest. Oh, shit. See?
You know?
So you're telling me that game winner that got waved off? Like, for real?
Yeah, it did. Here we go. Motherfucking Justin Timberlake, my nigga. You know what I mean, huh? My motherfucking nigga.
What?
Oh, no, that album out, nigga.
I didn't know he was dropping an album, too. I frankly don't give a damn. Three. Cardi B dropped something. Okay. I guess Willow Smith still making music. Okay. Hey, Zayn, I might got to see what that nigga hitting on.
Is this a fucking... No, this is not an album.
I mean, I got to see what Daily Ref... Hey, did Kanye drop?
Sorry, man.
All right, let me see what Daily Ref X is. You don't never know shit, dog. See?
I'll tell you what. I'm on this new Sexy Red. I'll tell you that much.
All right then, man.
That's the line right there.
Yeah. Hey. Do what you want or don't. I don't give a shit.
I mean, shit, kind of. You know.
So back to what I was saying. 29 years ago today, Tupac dropped "Me Damn. Against the World," but this nigga talking about Sexy Red. All right. Right on. Gunna and Offset, they dropped something at midnight. That's what's up, I guess. Chief Keef and Mike Will made it. A mixtape called Dirty Nachos.
I'm alright.
Right on. Ski Mask, the Slump God, overrated. Party Next Door, anyways. Cardi B, we'll see. Dom Corleo, never heard of him. Don Toliver, anyways. Trippy Red, possessed nigga. DaBaby's back, okay. We gotta see what that nigga hitting on, okay.
What?
I mean, he dropped something. Wonder Woman, I don't know. Jay Critch, Humble Giant, never heard of that nigga. 42 Doug dropped, okay. Young Lean and Blade. Flo Millie, whoever the fuck that is. Oh, shit. My nigga Tizo Touchdown back in this bitch.
Hey. Halle came up.
You said what?
Halle dropped a song.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
I mean, didn't she have a kid?
I think so.
Okay. Did you not get what I sent a second ago on Instagram or earlier on Instagram? No, you did get it. So, like, for the women who date men with kids, when it comes to the baby mother, what are you not tolerating? The baby.
Oh, yeah, damn.
What if I told you it goes both ways? Okay, oh, what the fuck? It's not 4th of July. Yo, what are we doing?
Crazy.
Oh man, I hope Steph has another son. But all right then, man. Yeah, no, I'll let you. You know, we got some. You know, we got some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Something late. Oh, hold on. Is Marquette winning? Okay. Oh, nigga. I want this to finish now so that I can tell you what I got for Nick tomorrow. And just know, if I was able to be all right with 119, I'm not fearful of 246.
For sure.
246 is the next option. And I'm not. No weapon formed against me. Hey, I might have to cancel that Lake Charles shit. I got it right here.
Shit.
I mean, hey, round robin. round robin.
Got $2 here.
Now, speaking of which, yeah, $6.90.
Can I get a live look in, please? God damn. These niggas is crazy. They showing the highlights on ESPN right now. I mean, he made the shot. He made the shot. What are you saying? It didn't count? What are you doing? What are you doing? Hold on, hold on, hold on. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way, dog. Allen. Who's the coach of Marquette?
I think it's Shaka Smart, low key.
It is.
Oh, damn.
I'm starting to think that MLK shit might have been the right channel. It was showing Shaka Smart talking.
Niggas talking about some, hey guys, this is bigger than us.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it is. It is bigger than all of us.
Yeah, you have no idea how much bigger than y'all that it is. You have no idea. You're going to realize that this is bigger than me.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, okay, hold on. I mean, I know you don't care about football, but I mean, are the Bears keeping are the Bears keeping Justin Fields, or are they getting Caleb Williams? Because, I mean, either way, that nigga now gets to throw to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
If you ask me, you keep Justin Fields.
You said what?
If you ask me, you keep Justin Fields.
Yeah, but because we know that's the obvious thing to do, that's not what's going to happen. They're going to want to get the fresh new thing in Caleb Williams. And that also extends the coach's, you know, contract to a degree.
So if you were to have Justin Fields leave, and obviously all of these moves are being done in the former free agency, I mean, I'd like to see Justin Fields and Justin Jefferson together in Minnesota.
Is it?
And TJ Hockenson.
That'd be crazy. It says that Marquise Brown's getting up to $11 million.
That's not terrible. I mean, still don't know about Chris Jones' deal, but
he's literally just a fake ass Tyreek. I mean, he like I'm my fault. I mean, hey, we love Rashee Rice. Hollywood Brown. I think he might be kind of overrated, but he is absolutely an upgrade over anything else that the Chiefs have had outside of Rashee Rice. But I mean, also he was a rookie.
True, but like with Marquise Brown, right? It's weird. It's weird for me to like assess him, because like he's been in the league for some time now. But this is the first time you're on some Devontae Adams shit, and I'm trying to play on my college receiver. But he played the last four, maybe five games. And then before that, you were drafted into a heavily doubled down running offense, not even knowing that the second that Greg Roman leaves, you're just still doubling down on your running ability. But instead, we're like, hey, maybe we should play action 10 times as opposed to 3 in a game.
You're talking about what team?
Marquise Brown was drafted into a situation where it's like, yo, we're not throwing the ball. You're not getting the production because we're just handing this ball off.
Oh yeah, exactly.
6 times of the game.
Exactly.
And then that got turned into, hey, I'm playing with my college quarterback, but I'm only playing for the last month of the season type shit. So I'm not gonna necessarily say that he's washed and trash, but I mean, you are going into late twenties now.
Yeah, nah, he old ass nigga. I mean, especially at that position, old ass nigga. Come on, hey, there we go. Rebound. That's how you know it's Mars, man. Are you feeling that bracket thing that Dad was talking about? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he says $20, right?
Yeah.
Hey, ain't no way they blow this lead, dog. This finna be a breeze.
Hold on, developing story. What we got going on here? It got to be something light more. Oh shit, Dak Prescott under investigation. Okay.
Yeah, you see him?
I mean, I heard about it. I mean, Prescott filed a suit on Monday claiming he is being extorted for $100 million by the woman and her attorneys. Dallas investigation alleged 2017 sexual assault and fighting involving Dak Prescott. Hey, next season, Hard Knocks in Dallas. Hey, is this camera on me? Hey. Is this camera on me? I didn't do this, guys. Jerry, tell him that ain't me.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Villanova scored.
Like Kyler Murray on a first class ticket. Like that ain't even on the first thing smoking. Ticket sales are through the fucking roof.
It's like, yeah, we actually got some random guy that can speak to Dak Prescott's character. Got some random guy, but it's like blurred out, but you could clearly tell it's Kyler Murray. Yeah, no, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, no, he's a piece of shit. I seen him. Yeah, no, he did that shit. Guilty as fuck.
Like the way he's so selfish to the game.
Oh, shit.
Like personally, I've wanted to wear these colors since the day I was born.
The facts.
Mind you, he says the same thing about Texas A&M, but you know how that turned out. Bitch ass niggas. See, and I'm not even blaming him.
Oh, shit.
I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming that bitch ass nigga, Jake Spavital, who had the nerve to parlay that into a head coaching job at Texas fucking State.
Yeah, he did.
Take a wild guess what their record was.
I mean, it's Texas State. What do you expect?
I'm with you. What would you expect as a UTSA former player and alum? Even worse.
I mean,
even worse than that.
I'm expecting them to go 0-12. So like, there's literally it's not possible for it to be worse than what I expect. Like, it's Texas State, dog. What are we doing?
The eye test said that Brentwood Christian beats them.
All right. See. Speaking of Brentwood Christian, hey. Marquette. What's it got to do with Brewer? You shut your face.
I mean, look, solid basketball. I'm seeing highlights from them on Twitter the other day. I'm like, oh, they got niggas now. Look at how things.
I know. They got niggas that's going to IMG and shit. Apparently that African nigga's light skinned, so you know you can't trust him. I mean, you really can't trust him because, I mean, he got, it's like a double negative type shit, but, you know, well, actually triple if you really get into it, but, you know. Okay, who has the ball, dog? I mean, okay, yes, sir. Yes, hey, my fault, African nigga. Hey, he just made a shot. This nigga's fire, dog. Hey, open the borders, dog. Like, everybody, everybody should get, like, a little bit of this action, you know what I mean?
It's gotta be the global game, right? You know?
I mean, just in college. After college, you go back to your country and, you know, start a league. I mean, okay, fine. You can play in America for like 2 years, but like, you're like a bench ass nigga. We're paying you like some mid shit. And then you can take that money over to your homeland and like, you can be a legend over there. Even more so than you're already gonna be just by existing. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Foul on TJ Bamba. What are we? Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean we have the ball still? Or does that mean they have foul on? What does that mean?
I think it's a foul charged on TJ Bamba.
Okay. Yeah, nigga. Yes. I gotta see how much this adds up to. I guess I can. Hey, you wanna? Hey, since I'm looking at this. I don't think I've talked about this. Here's the best that I have on the NBA season that I made back in October. October 23rd, 2023 to be exact. It was 2 a.m. I was just up on some shit. 2 a.m. October 23rd, 2023. I have Steph Curry at plus 2,200 to win MVP. All right, it's probably not going to happen. Oh, no, my fault. To win Clutch Player of the Year. That actually could possibly happen. I don't know. Yeah, I had the Warriors at plus 1,800 to have the most regular season wins. That's not going to happen. And oddly enough, the Timberwolves, who I do have, they're actually probably the one. They're not going to do it, actually. Fucking Celtics. Okay, I had the Wizards over 28. See, that's what happens. You believe in these niggas. Over 28 wins. I had Shea winning MVP. So, hey, I got a ticket in on Shea, plus 1,600. Luka getting MVP, plus 55, or plus 550. Jason Tatum, plus 800. Jonathan Kuminga, most improved, plus 3,500. I think he might actually get that. I don't know who else is really. Have you heard anybody in contention for most improved?
I've never heard the conversation being brought up.
Exactly. But I think once the conversation does start happening, I think Jonathan Kuminga will find his way at the top of that. So, I mean, I got him at 3,500, so we'll see. Fingers crossed. Yeah, this one definitely happened. Ben Simmons, most improved, plus 2,200. Like I told you, Minnesota, plus 6,600. Let's see. I had the Clippers over 40, or so they have to get 44 wins. I think they should do that within the next week. Excuse me. I have the Pacers over 38 wins. I think if they're not already at that, they'll have that in the next week.
Yeah,
37. Okay, so yeah, they're two games away. I have the Warriors at 46 wins. So, you know, probably not, but, you know, hey, it's still possible. Utah Jazz.
That's a fire playing situation, by the way.
I'm sorry?
That's a fire playing situation as far as those four teams.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's prime time. That is fucking.
It's like, hey, you know what? We getting some of the best. We got some of the best niggas of the past generation, this past era, and they're all starting off in game sevens.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Come on!
In the same season as the in-season tournament, as the same season as Vic coming in on this international fucking bullshit.
Hey, they trying to get here. Trying to get rid of this nigga.
Had him in his bag this year. Then they had him say, nah, I took all the writers from the writer's strike.
Not for real. Oh, this nigga Tyrese Maxey tried to bust you on his ass? What? Hey, this nigga Tyrese Maxey think he nice. Anyway, Utah Jazz over 36 wins. They might actually could possibly do that. The Raptors, 37 wins. Yeah, that's not happening. The Spurs, 27 wins. Yeah, I was wilding.
Everybody was. I said they was going to hit 30.
Mm. Sacramento Kings, 42 wins. I think they'll hit that next week. Portland, 31 wins. Yeah, I was reading it.
You said what?
Hey, man, relax. The Knicks, 42 wins. I think they'll have that next week. Or, well, not next week, but the week after that, because, you know, playing Golden State next week. Let's see. The Timberwolves are at 45 wins, so I think they're at 45 wins right now. So that already hit. Give me my money. I have the Rockets at 32 wins. So I think they might have hit that tonight.
Market Woods. I'm finna cry. Oh shit! I can't wait to refresh this shit. I can't believe this shit.
Oh man, okay. Houston Rockets, what's their record now? Standings. 31, and so I just need the Rockets to win one more game and that hits. Let's see here. I had the Pistons winning 32 games. Relax. I had the Cavs winning 47 games. Yeah, they can win another 5 games. Or no, 48, so 6 games. I had the Bulls winning 35. I mean, I didn't think Lonzo was going to be out, but they only need to win 3 more, so that's actually doable. I mean, I thought Brooklyn could give me 35 wins. Right on. Celtics just hit the 52. And the Hawks are reading it. Is Trae Young coming back? Do you know what Trae Young's hurt with?
Yeah, he has surgery on a finger.
Okay. Turn that.